If you've ever seen a TV show or movie about college sports, then you may already be familiar with the stereotypical dumb jock. If not, then look no further than Spike TV's Blue Mountain State. The whole program is about a group of football players who just want to party and play ball.
I don't care about these words, team leader, and I never will. Waste of time.
It's not a waste of time.
Actually, he's right. This is kind of a waste of time. I mean, I didn't come to college to study.
But the days of the dumb jock caricature may be numbered. Over the past decade, data collected by college sports governing body, the NCAA, shows a rise in athlete graduation rates. It's thanks in part to an accountability model known as the academic progress rate. APR assigns points to individual programs. Each scholarship athlete earns 1 point for staying in school and another for being academically eligible. The team's points are then added up, divided by the number of points possible, and then multiplied by 1,000. Fall below the benchmark score of 930, and the team is placed on probation, continue to fail, and the entire school may eventually be penalized. Serena Dixon is the women's basketball coach at Jackson State University. She says meeting APR standards have changed the way coaches approach academics.
So it actually changes the way the coaches are even recruiting now, because you have to get a certain level of kid to make sure that they are doing their work and they're keeping a certain GPA so that your academic progress rate doesn't fall below a benchmark that would cause you a penalty or a reason to be put on probation.
And it's not just the coaches that are putting more emphasis on academic success. Schools themselves are devoting more resources to helping athletes achieve in the classroom.
We have little things like the FedEx countdown clock so they can know 239 days until graduation.
That's Derek Cowherd. He oversees the FedEx Student Athlete Academic Support Center on the University of Mississippi campus. It's a multi-million-dollar facility located next to the school's stadium, and it's a busy place. Ole Miss has roughly 400 student-athletes, and all of them are required to be here for tutoring, study hall, or meetings with academic advisors. But a lot of them come just to hang out.
Cheerleading, cheer and dance, baseball.
Cowherd says there's been a strident recommitment over the past decade or so to ensuring that all student-athletes are, in fact, students first.
It's really hard for a student to fail because we've kind of thought of everything. But there are some that do. We're pretty blessed because I've been here since 2012, and we really pride ourselves in making sure we take care of the first things first, because if we don't, then they don't graduate.
Junior biology major Brady Bramlett is a pitcher for Ole Miss baseball. He says the academics first mentality has trickled down to students.
I mean, we're here for a reason. We're here to play the sport we love, and because we're recruited to come here to play that sport, but we're also here to get a degree. You only have a certain amount of throws an arm will allow. You only have a certain amount of miles that your feet will allow you to run, but a degree will last you a long time.
But that pressure to succeed can be daunting. Ariel Wallace is a junior on the track and field team.
You see posters around and it's saying, you know, this is the new normal. So it does feel like we're being held to higher standards and trying to keep up with them. I mean, you like hearing that people hold you to such high esteem and that they think that you can do more than you think you're capable of. But at the same time, it's kind of suffocating just a little bit.
The next academic progress report will be sent to universities in May. Schools that make the mark will get to take the field. Those that don't will face penalties. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Paul Boger.